Now, it is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer, now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Ari and Luke each have 2, and Nagin has 3.
All right. All right, we have flipped a coin, and Hari has chosen to go second, so that means, Luke, you are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. This week, NBC fired Today Show host blank after allegations of sexual harassment.
Matt Lauer.
Right. This week, the New York Times faced sharp criticism for its profile of a blank in Ohio.
Nazi sympathizer.
Yes. This week, GM announced plans to bring blanks to American roadways by 2019.
Autonomous vehicles.
Yes, a symphony orchestra in California kept playing despite being interrupted by blank.
An autonomous vehicle.
No. After a woman who fell asleep and then woke up screaming. Best known for playing army mechanic Gomer Pyle, actor blank passed away at the age of 87.
Jim Neighbors.
Yeah, China's plans to sell a line of Chinese cars in the U.S. has hit a snag because the car name sounds too much like blank.
A lemon.
No, it sounds like Trump. The most popular Chinese car brand is called Trump Chi.
Oh, my God.
Trump Chi is a nonsense word, you know, that doesn't mean anything in practice, like Prius or democracy. But in Chinese, you know, it evokes the word for happiness. So they've considered changing the name for the U.S. market, where they finally want to export these cars. They did research on what's beloved in America, and just this last Monday, they finally settled on a name that they think is redolent of good cheer and warm feeling, the Al Franken 300. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Well, he got 4 right, 8 more points, total of 10, and you move into the lead.
All right, that means, hurry, you're up next, fill in the blank. This week, reporters from blank foiled an apparent sting attempt launched against them by Project Veritas.
The Washington Post.
Right. Thanks to a change in Wisconsin law, the state's Department of Natural Resources sold 10 hunting licenses to blank this year.
NRA.
No, to babies.
Oh, God.
On Monday, Dictionary.com named blank as its word of the year.
I can't think of any words right now.
I understand.
Google.
Complicit. This week, Activision, the company behind the Call of Duty video game series, sued blank for trademark infringement.
America.
No. They're suing a dog waste removal company called Call of Duty. Call of Duty is one of the most successful video game franchises of all time, so of course they're going to protect their brand by suing Call of Duty, an Illinois-based pet waste removal service, because just like dogs, you don't want to let those guys think they can get away with anything. Though the case is yet to go to trial, we hope it will end amicably with the agreement to make a video game where battle-hardened soldiers face their greatest enemy yet, a Great Dane who got into the bag of kibble. Bill, how did Hari do on our quiz?
He got one right.
Hey!
Thanks.
You did a wonderful thing. Yeah.
That means he got 2 more, and with a total of 4, he's running behind Luke, unless you want to give him some of yours, Luke.
He's not my side chick.
Okay.
So how many then does Nagin need to win?
4 to win.
Oh, Nagin.
Okay.
You can do this walking away. Here we go. This is for the game, Nagin. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
This week, special counsel Robert Mueller met with former national security advisor blank's lawyers.
Michael Flynn.
Right. On Monday, Trump took to Twitter to attack Democrat Doug Jones, who's running against blank in Alabama.
Roy Moore.
Right. On Tuesday, the Pope was criticized for calling for peace in Myanmar, but not mentioning the blank
Rohingya.
By name. Right. On Thursday, it was reported that the White House were considering replacing Secretary of State blank with Mike Pompeo.
Rex Tillerson.
Right. On Monday, a football fan in Ohio got a legal permit to throw a parade if the Cleveland Browns blank this year.
Lose?
If they lose every single game, yes. This week, cryptocurrency blank surged in price to pass the $10,000 mark.
Bitcoin.
Right, with an 8 total nominations, including Album of the Year, Jay-Z leads the pack for the 60th annual blank award.
Grammys.
Yes, after being pulled over for driving an allegedly stolen Tesla, a woman in Utah told police blank.
That she's an alien.
No, that she was a member of the Tesla family and Mr. Tesla himself had just loaned her the car. Unfortunately, police didn't buy that excuse, and for some reason they also refused to believe that the bag of stolen cash in the trunk was given to her by her father, Mr. Giant Sack of Money with a big dollar sign drawn on it. Belle, did Nagin do well enough to win?
She did well. 7 right, 14 more points, total of 17. Look who won!
Nagin Farsad, champion this week. Bravo.
Thank you.